From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. Federal regulators have elbowed aside an oil company in Santa Barbara County and sent their own work crews to clean up a spill that happened in January. Greca Oil and Gas has been in regular trouble with local, state, and federal authorities since it began operating dozens of aging facilities in the area back in 1999. Greca officials claim both that they don't have the money for the cleanup and that the EPA has prevented Greca from cleaning up the spill. The number of people in county jails nationwide has risen 22% in the past decade, and the county with the largest jailed population is Los Angeles. The Justice Policy Institute, a think tank in D.C., reports jail populations are rising far faster than prison populations, in fact, faster than crime. Co-author Nastasha Walsh.
In the past 10 years, crime has gone down. It's the lowest that, you know, it's been in 30 years, and yet our jail populations continue to grow.
Walsh says a quarter of those in jail are there for drug crimes, and an increasing number of inmates, 62%, haven't been convicted of a crime yet. They're waiting for court hearings. L.A. may top the Institute's list, but Orange, San Bernardino, Santa Clara, and Sacramento counties also rank among the top 20 nationwide, housing the largest number of people in jail. In an agricultural valley about 130 miles east of Los Angeles, a rundown mobile home park is the site of a showdown between federal authorities and an Indian tribe, with thousands of Mexican migrant workers caught in the middle. Federal officials call the park unsanitary and unsafe. A federal judge appointed a receiver to take over the property and clean it up. If it's beyond repair, the judge could shut it down, leaving thousands of people without a home. KPCC's Stephen Cuevas reports.
Wearing open-toe, high-heel shoes, Lorena Martinez walks confidently down one of the grimy washboard roads here. Martinez is with a migrant worker rights program called California Rural Legal Assistance. She didn't always stroll through this park in the Coachella Valley with such ease.
But now it seems the houses have been cleaned up. There are spaces.
So like normally you would see what?
Dogs all over the place.
And streets piled with garbage, open pools of raw sewage, and faulty electrical wiring. Last year, a blown circuit sparked a fire in the densely packed property. Despite the ongoing problems, people are reluctant to leave. Average rent is just $275 a month. For a small apartment in the area, it would cost about three times that.
Porque aquí no están lejos los trabajos y allá es una hora y media el trabajo.
A young woman leans against a battered van in her tiny front yard. She doesn't want to give her name, afraid she might be evicted. She says the park's location is convenient. It's close to the fields where she works picking grapes, and conditions are improving. Since the court took over, streets have been cleaned up. The sewer and electrical systems are being upgraded.
Pues ahorita de que arreglaron eso, ahorita yo he visto más mejor que antes.
It's been a month that everything has changed. Like before, I guess there were like a lot of burglaring and they were complaining of things in the park. They wouldn't even pay attention only when they were going to pay their rent. It's more secure. They're taking care of the park better.
Algo pues a dar una queja, nunca nos hacían caso pues.
The park is located on the Torres Martinez Indian Reservation. It came about in the late 1990s. That's when authorities cracked down on unlicensed migrant encampments on Riverside County land. James Fletcher is head of the Bureau of Indian Affairs' Southern California office. He says a handful of Torres Martinez tribe members saw an opportunity.
Enterprising allottees decided that one of the ways that they could make money was establishing a mobile home park, but not giving them proper water, sewer, or other amenities that the other mobile home parks should be providing.
The largest mobile home park, and the one that could be closed by the federal government, is owned by tribe member Harvey Duro. Around here, people call the park Duroville. Under increasing pressure from the BIA, Duro agreed to comply with California health and safety codes. But Tom Rozek of the U.S. Attorney's Office says after the recent fire, it's clear that he didn't.
You know, this is just not a place where people should be living in the current condition that it is. Now, if Mr. Duro had made the improvements that he promised to do 3.5 years ago, we wouldn't be back in court. We wouldn't have to have filed the lawsuit that we did last fall. But we see no other option but to have that place shut down immediately.
Come on, you know, this is all just a bunch of... Ooh.
After a recent federal court hearing in Riverside, Harvey Duro leaned his beefy frame against a pillar and chatted with reporters, something he usually avoids. Duro says he may not have the money to make all the improvements the court could demand. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, it could cost hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars to bring Duroville up to code.
I'd shut it down tomorrow if you guys would take care of the people and the Bureau or the federal government. Whoever wants this place closed, then they should be responsible for the people. I don't want that responsibility. Here I'm trying to work with them. They should be doing it, not me.
The court-appointed receiver is now taking soil samples at Duroville to see if the ground is fouled with PCBs or other contaminants. If it is, the court may have no choice but to shutter the park. That's something immigrant rights attorney Arturo Rodriguez is afraid of.
We've estimated that it'll take at least 18 months to 2 years before there are sufficient parks or other facilities that will accommodate 300-plus families.
At the peak of harvest season, up to 5,000 migrant workers and their families live inside a few hundred mobile homes in Duroville.
Mi nombre es Adolfo Basilio. Tengo 8 años viviendo en este parqueadero.
50-year-old Adolfo Basilio is on his way to the park's mini-mart with his 5-year-old son, Jonathan. Basilio's starched white T-shirt, pressed jeans, and cowboy boots defy the park's dirt and grime. A bright plastic yellow rosary dangles from his neck. Basilio and his family have lived here 8 years. He can't afford anything else, but he says Duroville is a good place to live.
Si en caso de que llegara a cerrarse, no van a perjudicar al dueño de este.
If this place is closed, where will we go? Who will take us in? We need help. We're a community. The children will be affected. They won't be able to go to school. We don't want that. Why not make this place better and help this community instead of destroying it? I just don't like that.
At a federal court hearing in February, a judge said he could not, in good conscience, red tag a village. But eventually, he may have to. A decision is expected by the end of the month. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas.
You don't have to miss a single cast of the California Report. We podcast. You can find a link at our website, californiareport.org, or search for us on iTunes. That's the California Report for Wednesday, April 2nd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Myra. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Endowment, working to ensure that Californians get statewide health reform this year. Online at cahealthreformnow.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.